Today is September the 6th, 2017. Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. I am Karen, your host for the program, and this year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus that we affectionately call Just Jesus. And before we hear from him today, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to his great and mighty name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the authority over the storms. You are the beauty of the earth, creator, designer, and everlasting Father. So good to us, Lord. You are holy, 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 the intercessor, and you are Jesus. Kind to us and lovely, so merciful and near to us at all times. Lord, you are over all, the powerful Savior. And Lord, you are the one who can quiet these storms. You are righteousness in reality, our Savior in the song in our heart, the teacher of teachers, and the underwriter of all things in education. You are the vine dresser and wonderful. You are expert in everything and the one we yield to and say yes to. You are the God who has zero tolerance for sin. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We come before you today because we need you in our schools. We come before you and ask for agreement with other Christian brothers and sisters who will stand together with us to praise you, to seek your way, and then to help us to be Jesus with skin on. Oh Lord, that is what we desire, to represent you well. We thank you for this day, and we place it into your mighty and wise hands, and we ask it all in the perfect name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God from Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18 today. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? Well, as he continued with the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "The Word of God, Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you." The Word of God, Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18. Praise God for Jesus. And today we are going to do a song that's entitled Jesus. And it is sung by Chris Tomlin. I'm going to play a portion and then I'll read the lyrics for you.
Older than the ages, there is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation, Jesus. There is a light that overwhelms the darkness. There is a kingdom that forever reigns. There is freedom from the chains that bind us, Jesus. Jesus, who walks on the waters, who speaks to the sea, who stands in the fire beside me. He roars like a lion. He bled as the lamb. He carries my healing in his hands. Jesus, there is a name I call in times of trouble. There is a song that comforts in the night. There is a voice that calms the storm that rages. He is Jesus. Jesus, Messiah, my Jesus, Savior, There is power in your name. You're my rock and my Jesus, Redeemer. There is power in your name. In your name, you walk on the waters. You speak to the sea. You stand in the fire beside me. You roar like a lion. You bled as the lamb. You carry my healing in your hands, Jesus. Thank you, my friends, for being in the Word of God and the songs about Jesus. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray for things in our schools. And today, we are praying for the custodial staff. I had a very wise professor when I was in college, and they taught us that the most important people in the school are the custodians and the school secretary, for they truly keep the school alive. And I might add now, the third person is the tech person who keeps our technology going. So we are going to pray specifically for the custodial staff today, and it might be really sweet to just go by and tell them you're praying for them today, and they're really always amazed. And so if you do not remember the prompt for today, just pray. For precisely at 1:16 p.m., you will be joining your brothers and sisters across the time zones. And we base that time on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. I look forward to praying with you, my friends, today at 1:16. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read Don Clark's devotionals from his series, Teacher, Take Courage. Today, he calls it the courage to agree, and the scripture he chose is Matthew 18, verse 17. If two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. Taylor Ray Elementary School in Rosenberg, Texas, primarily serves a highly mobile Hispanic student population, with over 80% of the students coming from low-income homes. It is predominantly a blue-collar neighborhood. Only about 5 to 10% of the entire student body has a parent that graduated from college. 7 years ago, this public elementary school was an above-average school. It had achieved recognized status from the state for its test scores, which were at an annual passing rate of 85% to 89%. When compared with other schools with similar student populations, it was usually ranked in the top quartile. It was a hard-working, above-average school. The school is now a nationally recognized Blue Ribbon School, was recently named as Fort Bend County's most effective school in reaching at-risk students, and has achieved numerous other accolades and awards. The average test scores over the last 3 years have been above 97%, with an increased number of students receiving commended performance. What was the difference in the 7 years that brought about this change from being an above-average school to one of high-performing sustained excellence? The most important factor contributing to this achievement was sustained agreement in prayer by staff members. For 12 years, two or more teachers on this staff met weekly to agree in prayer at school during off-duty hours. This prayer group has ranged in size from 2 staff members to 40. Every week that school is in session, usually Mondays at 3:30, two or more teachers meet on a committed basis to pray for the students, staff, and parents of this school. For 12 years, every year since the teachers started taking time to agree in prayer, the test scores have risen, except for 2 years when there were principal changes. God says, if we seek Him first, He will add all things onto us. As obedient members of the staff have met and sought God together in agreement in prayer, He has added high academic achievement. A family atmosphere of love pervades the school. Truly, no child is left behind and no staff member is left behind when he or she is struggling. God has built a unified team. God says, for where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them. God dwells in this public school. He is the key who unlocks this school's success. Another important factor contributing to this school's success is academic agreement. A new principal came to this school 7 years ago with a heart to build unity and agreement regarding the curriculum and behavior management across grade levels. specific strategies and vocabulary in each subject area, and common academic and behavioral strategies were created by multi-grade vertical teams. These were implemented at all grade levels. Grade level teams began to meet on a regular basis to share academic materials, successes, and concerns in order to improve performance. This brought professional continuity and a unity the school had never experienced. Agreement in both prayer and in professional performance simply works. You are invited with others in prayer for three things regarding your school. 1. Ask God to forgive and deliver the staff, students, and parents from their sin. 2. Ask God to cover the school with the blood of His Son, Jesus. And 3. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill and lead the staff, students, and parents in your school. After agreeing for these three things, you are invited to pray the Scripture of the Week found in each of these devotionals for your school as well. Pray for your school in the Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit pray through you. For we don't even know what we should pray for, nor how to pray as we should. But the Holy Spirit prays for us with such feelings that it cannot be expressed in words. Let God use you and amaze you in His schools. The prayer. Lord, help us agree in prayer with other believers in the schools. Holy Spirit, pray through us. And that was our daily devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today is Scripture from Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And so, my friends, before we close out our time together, I wanted to remind you that tomorrow, September the 7th, is Clothed in White Day, where Christian educators across the nation are going to wear just white to school. It may just be a white shirt, but as a symbol of unity and an agreement that in Revelation 3 verse 5, Jesus said, "The one who is victorious will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot the name of that person from the book of life, but will acknowledge that name before my Father and his angels." Let's do it. Come and wait tomorrow, my friends. And let's make this an annual event, the first Thursday after Labor Day. And now, to close out our time together, let me remind you of the words of Jesus from today, from Matthew 6, verses 16 to 18. "And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you." O great Father, thank you for the words of wisdom of Jesus Christ. Lord, He's amazing. We bow before you, and we thank you for the gift of your word. Lord, help us to be in unity. Help us to agree. Help us to look to you for the prayers we don't even know how to utter. We love you, Lord. We thank you and ask your presence in our schools today. And we ask it all in the most holy name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.